The Voices.Earth podcast series is brought to you by the .Earth domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing .Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices.Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Shauna Stevenson, who is the managing director of the Brisbane Trail Ultra, which is one of the biggest and most prestigious ultra trail running events. And it also hosts the website BrisbaneTrailUltra.Earth. And Shauna, how are you doing today?
I'm good, good. Bright and early in hopefully sunny Queensland, Brisbane today. So 3 a.m, but really happy to be here and connecting with everybody around the world.
That's great. Well, appreciate you getting up so early to speak with us today. We're really excited to have you today. And let's start at the top, if you don't mind. Tell us about the Brisbane Trail Ultra and Festival.
The Brisbane Trail Ultra is like an amazing event where we get to exploit probably some of the best aspects of Brisbane. Brisbane CBD is crazy, only 8 kilometres from over 36,000 hectares of bushland. So we have this amazing event that we can literally run almost from the CBD right into our trails. And our trails on the Brisbane hinterland stretch for probably over 200 kilometres. So we're really, really excited to be able to connect the city with the Diagla National Park. Event also follows the trails through beautiful, stunning subtropical virgin rainforest. So we take our athletes up into the Brisbane hinterland. They run past, seriously, the trees. We don't know how old these trees are. They're definitely over 300 years old. They're massive and beautiful and unique, and they've never been chopped down. And so we get to have this real trail running adventure. But while you're doing that, you're also climbing, depending on the event you choose, 30K, 60K, 110 or 100 mile. You'll be climbing between 1,000 metres of vertical elevation gain or 8,000 metres elevation gain. So we're quite high on the ITRA points for degree of difficulty too. So if you are a crazy trail running, you need those ITRA points to, which is International Trail Running Association points, to qualify for other events. Our event is also quite a good one where we have a 3, a 5, and a 6 point event, which means that you can qualify for European events. Last year was our first year, so in 2019, so we attracted over 500 people to our event. And hopefully this year when we run it, we'll be attracting between 5 and 750 to the event.
Outstanding. Wow. It sounds like something that I'd have to work my way up to being able to actually do this. I'm excited when I hike a mountain that's about 3,000 meters, which is a big coup for me. I can't imagine running on this level. That's pretty amazing stuff. And also, you mentioned earlier via email that you're also hosting the Australian Ultra Runners Association Long Course. I think it's 100 kilometers. They're Trail National Championships. Tell us about that.
Yeah, look, we're super excited about hosting that. I guess my background is that I used to be an elite athlete. Some people would still class me as an elite athlete, but now that I'm race directing, I'm a bit more chilled out than what I used to be. So attracting the right runners to our event and also supporting that sector of the trail running industry is really important to us, because I know how hard those elite athletes have to work to maintain their speed, their performance, to be at the top, and to be able to attract those runners to our event and to also support the Ultra Trail Running Association of Australia too is super important to me, and will be hopefully an ongoing part of our ethos with the Brisbane Trail Ultra. So in other words, last year we managed to attract 13 athletes who we did support from all over the country to our event. And so this year we're supporting 13 athletes, but we're hoping to support some more athletes to get them to our event. And so then they are able to race the 100K chance. The 100K chance also means that these are the runners who will be representing Australia. So to put on a really, really good course where it's nice and tough, it means that our runners, when we know that they're going to go abroad and represent Australia, they're going to be prepared for anything that hopefully the US and Europe and Japan can throw at them.
That's amazing. Let's talk a little bit just about trail running in general. Is this something, a sport that's been around for a long time? It certainly sounds like it's for the ultra elite athletes, but what about an armchair athlete like myself? Is this something that even novices are getting into?
Yeah, look, this is a massive boom at the moment in trail running. I think it's like exponential growth. We keep checking it and it just keeps growing faster and faster and faster, probably as quick as the COVID-19 virus. I think people are understanding that, you know, if you put on a pair of shoes and you road run, that's fine, it's great. But there's a certain point where potentially your body may be picking up a few more injuries. But most people, if they are road running long, will throw trail running into their training program to prevent injuries. So I guess if we are able to provide a stepping stone event for those runners to potentially start maybe, you know, a 30K and then work their way up to 160K, I guess that's the way we get people into our event. But also within our 30K, we also do relays. So in other words, you can do a 10 kilometer or 19k to make up our 30k. So there's a little bit of 10.6 to like 19.4k's that you'll join a relay team. So we have these other little stepping stone events within the race. So there's other races within the race that you can do. We find that most people can handle a 10k when they are starting. I guess the nice thing about trail running is that there is no shame at all in walking. So say if you get to a hill and you go, oh my God, that hill is so big, there's no way I can run up. There's no shame at all in just running and walking 20 steps on or 20 steps off, or just walking up that hill. My first ever marathon was down in Canberra. It's called Deep Space Mountain Marathon. And my physiotherapist said to me, Shona, honey, you're not going to make it the whole way. How about you just walk up every hill? And in the end, I walked up every hill and then I ran down them all and I ended up winning. So if you are smart about trail running and you work to your strengths, you can definitely have a really good time out there and power hike up and just run the flats and the downs. And sometimes that's the easiest way to get into it first up. But obviously you need good shoes and look after yourself. But I guess the nice thing about trail running is that it's definitely a more balanced sport for your body. So you get less repetitive strain injuries that you would potentially get on the road. And that's, I think, the main appeal for trail running and the trail running growth.
That's great. And, you know, you mentioned COVID-19 briefly there in your answer. And I understand that you all have postponed the event until October, which is a bummer, but it sounds like it's still going to happen. And also you all are hosting virtual events. Is that correct?
Yeah. I guess in this year, we have to be a bit more adaptable and have there's a new word that would everyone would say, you have to have a plastic brain. In other words, if a challenge comes up, you have to be able to think your way out of it. So yeah, because we were hosting the Ultra Aura, which is Australian Ultra Runners Champs this year, it wouldn't have been fair if we hosted the champs and our Queensland borders are closed to New South Wales or the other states. So at the moment in Australia, all our borders are closed. Our state lines are still closed and potentially our state lines will be closed until September. So our race is in October. So yeah, we decided to postpone until October, which was really, really hard for us to do. But in the interim, to keep people really, really beautifully motivated, we decided to host a virtual race. And then within that race, you can do a 30K, which you need 1,000 metres to 900 to 1,000 metres elevation gain, or a 60K, which is, I think it's like 2,400 metres to 2,700 metres elevation gain. Or you can do the 60K and a 30K. I think you need 3,400, 3,700 metres elevation gain, but you've got to do that in 30 hours from when you start your watch. So we've put on a few little challenges for our community, but we know that apart from keeping fit for yourself physically, it's so important to be connected with people mentally and also do the exercise physically. Having those short and medium term goals are super important for your mental health, and that's the other reason why we decided to put this on. We know that there potentially could be a lot of people struggling out there, and to be part of a community and to have a goal is so important. So that's the other reason why we're putting it on. And yes, you do get medals and you get some race bling, like you get your head skins and your race shirt. So we're sending that out to people too, because we've already ordered that. We knew that, you know, with COVID-19, that potentially we wouldn't have been able to get all our race merchandise in. So we ordered that all back in January just to make sure that in the event that we did go ahead, we were definitely honouring our part of the bargain. So you potentially, some people may be able to get a 60K and a 30K race medal, and hopefully they can then qualify for our 110 or 100 mile event in October.
That's great. That's good. It certainly seems like you all have adapted in this, what everybody's really calling the new normal. And that's great. You know, October will be here before you know it. And it seems like things are starting to get a little more normalized overall, of course, knock on wood. And also, too, I've spent some time on your website. It's a beautiful website, very dynamic, lots of great information. And it also is, you use a .earth domain. What made you all choose to use .earth?
I think it was one of our technical, like, you, I guess in Australia, we needed a bit of a super nerd to help us, you know, start up and find the .earth. And so we had a super nerd, like, literally say, hey, we should use .earth. And the minute we even knew that there was a domain .earth, we jumped on it. Part of our ethos, obviously, we're a trail running event, is to look after the environment. So everything that we do, we think of the environment first. And from that, we went, okay, if we have a .earth there, then that means that, you know, we are conscious about our domain name. And from the start, everything we do is just to make sure that we are sustainable and we are thinking about the environment first. And it comes from the domain name. It comes from, it's really tough, this whole COVID-19 year. Potentially, you know, we maybe, you know, last year was all about not using single-use items of plastic. And this year we have to be a bit more, you know, potential of that rate may go up of using like single-use items of plastic. But even within that, we've been able to manage our checkpoints where we can allow for drop bags and, in other words, people can bring their own stuff. And so I guess, and the other part of our race is that we are a RFS, which is a Rural Firefighters Association fundraiser. So $10 of every entry of our event goes directly to help support the rural firefighters in Brisbane. And there was a feeling within the trail running community, maybe because we're out in the bush, we call it the bush over in Australia, we're out in the bush where, you know, people like me, the amount of kilometres we get to run, we get to see what, you know, the state of our environment out there. And we knew that there was a problem. So our race was before the bushfires last year blew up, but we knew that they needed help. And I guess if we let the RFS know that, hey, we're supporting you, can you please go out and manage the national park and please go out and do those burns? In Australia, with all the bushfire crisis last year, part of the natural, I guess, care of the land is actually to burn it, and to burn it in small amounts but regularly. So to get rid of all that undergrowth, which is what really did blow up our fire. If anybody knows a gum tree in Australia, it's full of oil. You can literally heat your house in a year from picking up sticks around your backyard. It sounds crazy, but it's true. So if we can support the bushfire, rural bushfire service, and they get in there and they do those controlled burns, we know that we're going to prevent a massive bushfires that did happen last year. So Brisbane being so close to the national park, remember it's only 8 kilometres away, we could potentially be at a massive risk of just going up in flames. So that was the other reason why we wanted to support the rural bushfires through this. And I guess that's then means that we get those beautiful RFS guys out on our course looking after our athletes. Yeah, super, super lucky. Yeah.
That's so funny. That's great. It really seems like you have a visionary approach there to this entire event, really. I mean, not only just to appeal to these ultra incredible athletes, but really to help out Earth, help out the environment, help out the firefighters there. And that certainly was international news here last year, the fires mm-hmm. in Australia. I mean, it was everywhere here in the States. We saw it too. So that's great to see your holistic approach there. And then speaking of your approach, what's your future vision for the Brisbane Trail Ultra?
Oh, crazy. We know our concept is amazing. So you can literally finish our event and you're within 100 metres of an amazing hotel. So that to an international ultra runner is super appealing. So in other words, our airport is 20 minutes from our start line. So that's appealing number one, because quite often if you are a trail runner, you have to travel for maybe 3 hours or 300 kilometres or more. So that's super appealing. We definitely hope to be on international world tour, and we're lucky enough to know that we have enough growth in our national park and to allow for that kind of growth that is necessary to be on a world tour. I guess the other thing is that I want to definitely be able to raise over $50,000 towards RFS in a year. So we've got to then grow that by effectively 10 times. So we're hoping to be able to do that too. And then, of course, host the Aura Championships and maybe an international championships one day too. But definitely just to grow and to look after the environment and to keep supporting athletes and also the local community.
Outstanding. Shauna, we really appreciate your time today. And before we sign off, anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
I think we covered it. So yeah, thank you for having me on. I do appreciate it. And I love the .earth domain. It does make our website address feel a little bit more special and a little bit more conscious of the earth and what's going on now.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. We love hearing that kind of feedback. That's wonderful. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Shauna Stevenson, who is the managing director of the Brisbane Trail Ultra, which is one of the biggest and most prestigious ultra trail running events. And as you heard, they host the website BrisbaneTrailUltra.Earth. And Shauna, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thanks for having us on. Hopefully we'll chat again soon.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .earth domains. Through Voices.earth, you can also secure your own .earth domain name through all major registrars.